Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network and our regularly scheduled program. It will not be here. Our guest didn't show up, so it's going to be you and me. Our telephone number is 1-888-2. Our program for this number is 1-800-259-5791. I've got so many numbers, sometimes I get a little mixed up. For this program, 1-800-259-5791. Like to know what you'd like to talk about. But I thought maybe I'd talk just a little bit about what's really going on in the United States today. Probably between 20 and 25 million Americans are unemployed today. And that's very simply, they're unemployed or underemployed. And they tell us, oh, things are much better. The unemployment rate dropped to 9.5%. But what do they mean when they say unemployment rate? Well, they're talking about U2 unemployment, which is really the number of people who are actually getting, receiving payments for being unemployed. Well, that's all well and good, but there are about 1 million people the same month who just simply gave up looking for employment. So if you look at the U6 unemployment ratio, and that is the unemployed, the people who are simply stopped looking for work, the people who are underemployed, and the people who are simply have run out of unemployment benefits, now you're talking about 17.5%, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics figures. But then, of course, you take then you take out the birth-death ratio, which is simply a vehicle that they use to justify, you know, keeping the numbers low, and the real figure is somewhere over 22% of the American workforce is unemployed, underemployed, has given up looking for work, or is no longer getting certainly benefits. And so basically, we're looking at a tremendous number of Americans without work. Now, 4 million families have already lost their homes. 2.5 million homes are in foreclosure at the present time. And the experts believe that by the year 2014, about 13 million families will have lost their homes. 13 million families, and of course a lot of these were homes that the people never should have been able to buy. They never should have been allowed to buy a home. They were allowed to buy a home because of the fraudulent of the Sydney mortgage process that was put out, the alternative of rate mortgages and certainly the adjustable term mortgages and the liar's loans, and they had all these different types of creative mortgages, and they were selling homes to people who really couldn't afford them with nothing down. I had a friend of mine who actually got $25,000 for buying a home, and simply because the house was appraised at more than he was actually going to be paying for it, he ended up somehow by creative financing of getting $25,000 just for putting his name there. And of course, actually down the line, he turned around, sold the house, got a profit on it. You couldn't help but making money when, of course, the bubble was inflating. But when the bubble collapsed, a lot of the people who bought those homes lost everything, lost their down payments, lost all of their payments. And a lot of them have had to make up the money that the bank was going to lose, depending upon the laws of the state. Well, people really stopped buying non-essential items. Certainly all across America, state and local governments are laying off people, and they're laying off many times even police officers and firemen. They just don't have the funds. They've had to cut back dramatically on government employees and teachers. And a lot of this is great because we had just too many people working for government. And then, of course, we had to cut back on welfare benefits. They've been curtailed. Some states are transferring prisoners to private prisons. They're even talking about sending prisoners to Mexico. It'll be much easier to, much cheaper to take care of them. And I'm sure they won't have all the luxury facilities in the Mexican prisons that many of our prisons here do. Well, I'd love to hear from you. Give us a call. 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. But things really are not good in America today. STEM states are having to problem with transferring prisoners, as I said. Many of the post-pension funds are underfunded, dramatically underfunded, and many of the insurance companies are underfunded. And certainly, then we have something known as the federal Benefit Guarantee Corporation is supposed to guarantee the pension funds, but it is, I think, about $50 or $60 billion behind. In other words, it's supposed to pick up for the pensions that the corporations have underfunded, but they only pay maybe 30 or 40 cents on the dollar. So if you're planning on retiring on that pension, you may only get 30 or 40 cents on the dollar. And of course, as they progressively erode the value of our currency, why, you'll have very little buying power with what you get from your pensions. Now, the Federal Deposit Insurance Company, which of course guarantees your bank accounts, really is dramatically unfunded. They say, well, after all, we're backed by the full faith and credit of the United States. We're backed by the faith and credit of the United States. The only trouble is most people have very little faith in the government today and the credit of the United States. Well, we have to borrow $5 billion a day. So if the FDIC gets behind, the Treasury is just going to either have to go out and borrow the money or create the money out of nothing. And that is a recipe to disaster. That's a recipe to where they went for the Weimar Republic or Zimbabwe went. And believe me, it can happen. And this whole thing is stage managed. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the public to know that the real plan is to destroy our economy and impoverish the American people. And it's laid out in the Earth Charter. And if you haven't read it, it's up on the internet. Remember, they keep the Earth Charter in the satanic counterpart of the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant, well, the counterpart, the satanic counterpart, is the Ark of Hope, where they keep the scrolls where the Earth Charter is engraved. And there in point 10A, they talk about equitable distribution of wealth between nations, which means they transfer the wealth of the American people to other countries. They're in the process of doing it. This is the plan of the elite who run America. Our telephone number, 1-800-259-5791. Now, the gross domestic product of the United States has fallen for four straight quarters. The commercial property market has really collapsed. And, of course, a lot of those loans are going to be coming due this coming year. And a lot of the corporate loans are coming due. And, of course, if the banks won't finance them, or those corporations are going to go down and they're going to be laying off more people. And that is exactly what they plan. Corporations, most of them simply are living on debt. Cut off the source of funding, cut off the source of credit, and of course you destroy the companies. And that is what they want, but they can't tell the American people what the real plan is, because why, we might not like the fact that they want to impoverish the American people and lower our living standards. Now, the FDIC has closed probably close to 85, 86 banks so far this year. It looks like we'll close 160, 170 banks this year. And, of course, as you can look across America, an awful lot of people, those people are unemployed. Assembly, a lot of them are getting very discouraged. Certainly the housing market is having real troubles, first of all. People aren't buying as many new homes as they have in the past. And then a lot of jobs in the housing market have been taken by illegal immigrants. And, of course, the federal government steadfastly refuses to enforce our immigration laws. Why? Why won't they build the fence? Why won't they support the people on the border? Why have they prosecuted border guards who were just doing their duty? And, of course, some of these people have ended up with long-term jail terms. Why should they, don't they go after the employers who are actually employing people who they know are in this country illegally? Oh, they may, you know, give them a slap on the wrist, but nobody goes to prison. And when you're a multi-billion-dollar corporation, you get a fine for $1 million. That doesn't mean anything at all. They make that back in a couple of weeks, hiring more illegal immigrants. And you must understand, they want to lower the living standards. Do you believe that? Do you disagree with me? Maybe you think that this is all happening accidentally and the people in charge really don't know what they're doing. They're just bumbling idiots. And, of course, our banking system is made out of bumbling idiots. And this whole market just collapsed spontaneously because they created a bubble. Ladies and gentlemen, they created the bubble knowing what was going to happen. Give us a call. Our number is 1-800-259-5791, 1-800-259-5791.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Detoxify. You are constantly reminded how important Detoxify is to cleanse your body of dangerous toxins. You are also being reminded that it's important to detoxify safely, and not all products will provide safe and effective results. It's time to clear the air and clear your body with safe and effective Keeler Max. With the help of Nutriodine, Keeler Max will help your body to remove heavy metals, toxins, and chemicals. The liquid zeolite formula, Humic, helps to remove chemicals, toxins, and fluoride, bromine, and chloride. Add Malignablot to stimulate phase 2 detox and anti-cancer protection. Green Tea Supreme to bind ionic toxins and protecting DNA and membranes. And Nutritrala to recycle all fat and water-soluble antioxidant cellular protection enzymes and molecules. Keeler Max and Dr. Bill's Oral Detox is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network. Genesis.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and we've got Dean calling from New York. Get our telephone number, 1-800-259-5791, 1-800-259-5791. It's open line, so give us a call. Go ahead. How you doing, Dean?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing fine. What part of New York are you from?
Western New York, suburban Rochester.
Okay, fine. So you're hearing us on the local radio station there, and go right ahead. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, you were just talking about the Earth Charter.
Yes.
Okay, is that part of ICLEI?
No, the Earth Charter was written basically by Stephen Rockefeller, who's the nephew of the most powerful man in the world, David Rockefeller, who's the honorary chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations, the honorary chairman of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission, its founder, a permanent member and founding member of the Bilderbergers, certainly the most powerful man in the world, at least maybe parallel with the Rothschilds, and certainly in the Earth Charter, written by David Rockefeller's nephew, lay out a program for a new spirituality, this new world government. And, of course, they have all sorts of high-sounding ideals. But point 10A basically talks about the equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations. Now, of course, equitable distribution of wealth within nations means you're going to have to do away with the middle class. You're going to have to, you know, you'll have your upper class, you'll have your lower class. It will lead to a two-class system, just exactly they have in most authoritarian societies. They have in Mexico, they have in communist China and in Cuba, a two-class society. And then, of course, the equitable distribution of wealth between nations means raising the living standards of the average Americans and that of the Chinese peasant and the Mexican peasant and the Malayan peasant. So we're going to raise our living standards to their level. And what I'm really saying is we're going to lower the living standards. That's why they're shipping our jobs overseas. That's why we're encouraging offshoring of our jobs. That's why they're bringing in people with H1N1 the visas here to take our jobs away. That's why they will not and absolutely refuse to enforce our immigration laws. They want to lower the living standards. But they don't want the American people to know what they're up to. Does that answer your question? You can get the Earth Charter on the Internet. If you can't get it, why, you can call my 800 number. We'll send you a copy. But you need to read it. You need to understand this is part of the master plan. That along with the Agenda 21 and the Global Biodiversity Assessment, the plan to lower our living standards, get us out of our cars, get us out of our homes, and certainly get us to stop using electricity because, you know, we're running out of electricity, and to stop using water because we're running out of water. And all the air is polluted by that terrible toxin called CO2. And if you believe all these things, you've got to be terribly gullible. Go ahead.
The reason I ask is that there's three communities around here that have joined ICLEI, including one in the last year. And I've heard you on previous shows talking about how they should get out of that. I was wondering if you could explain why.
Well, basically, this is an international program to control local governments. And first of all, it's a subversive element. It's tied into this whole concept of world government. It expands the power of the local authority to be able to control every aspect of human endeavor. They want to get you out of your car. So basically, in Fort Collins, Colorado, for instance, they encourage that they actually hire people to tell people how to ride their bicycles. But you don't ride them in the bike lane. You ride them in the middle of the road, so it makes it more difficult for the drivers there, and they're always afraid they're going to hit you because they want to get you out of your car. That's what it's all about. They want you to quit using electricity. They want you to quit using anything that with fossil fuels in it. They want to use the local government to carry out these international subversive programs. And so that's what ICLEI is really all about. And I don't know if you've heard our programs with Michael Shaw. He'll be talking on that at our October 17th conference here. But ICLEI is simply a subversive movement. It's an international organization funded by very, very powerful people. The key political leaders are part and parcel of this. They have only over 600 towns in the United States. And, of course, once you've signed a contract with them, your local tax money is being used to subvert or to finance this subversive movement. And it is a subversive movement. And it has nothing to do with America. It has everything to do with expanding control over you and your property and your work and every aspect of human life.
Okay, thanks for your answer.
Okay, anything else you'd like to know?
No, that'd be it. God bless you.
Well, Well, thanks very much. But I hope that you will try to get the people in your area to learn about this. And so it can be, we probably should put together a 4-tape set on that. But all across the country, people are standing up. And once you begin trying to expose this, these people run for cover because this is a subversive movement. And the last thing they want is for the public to realize that our public officials either don't know or intentionally are betraying their constituents. Okay?
Okay, thanks a lot.
God bless. Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. And basically, of course, this is part and parcel of this globalist movement. And they are very, very well organized. Their philosophy is think globally, but act locally. And that's what they've done. And these people are quite willing to spend every waking hour, certainly working, going to meetings, anything to put their people into key positions. And they've taken over the city councils and boards of supervisors all across this country. And if you try to expose what they're doing, they'll begin harassing you. You'll get your death threats. You'll have your family threatened. If you have your business threatened, they will do everything. They're a subversive organization. And these are the techniques they use. Oh, they use the electoral process, but they plant their people within the city clerk's office to make sure that their people win the elections. And if you have an honest city clerk, then, of course, they'll begin harassing the people, and they'll have a program night after night. You'll get the telephone calls. I've been through this, you know. They sent out the hearse to pick up the dead body. They sent out the ambulance to pick up because they've had a report that there's somebody sick at the house. They'll send the police out because they've heard that there's a bomb there. And they have all these techniques that they use. And those calls in the middle of the night with nobody there, maybe to hear somebody breathing on the other end of the line. And most people get intimidated when this happens. And eventually they just give up. And you don't understand, ladies and gentlemen, we're dealing with vile and evil and wicked people. And they're working all across our country, and they interlock. And certainly some of them, years past, were communists. But now, of course, they don't understand what this is really all about. Most communists don't understand that the people who are really behind this thing and financing it are the very people they oppose. They think that we're going to take the power out of the hands of the evil people by giving it to the people. Without understanding this whole ICLEI movement, the whole environmental movement is controlled by the very people they oppose. And so you've got to help us get the information out. You need to get my syllabus on sustainable development because it contains the Earth Charter. It contains the Global Biodiversity Report. Now, it's 1,100 pages, so we've simply summarized it for you. You'll get my population control agenda material. You'll get material on Marie Strong, who actually told a reporter that he had a dream. And this dream was how he and a group of wealthy people were going to destroy the American economy. We'll be right back.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is Elizabeth Border. I'm truly excited about a brand new book, just hot off the presses. A small book, one that is easily affordable, one you will treasure for its vital info and message of spiritual help. Hope for the years ahead has life stories, amazing healings, and much more never told before by Al Cuppett, Phyllis Coey, and Lou and me. Send cash or write a check or money order for $7 postpaid, directly made out to WWCR to help us stay on shortwave. Send $12 for two books postpaid, $20 for four books. Again, that's $7 postpaid, check made out to WWCR. Mail it to the Divided Kingdom, Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland 21609. The Divided Kingdom, P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland 21609.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio.
You guys are awesome.
I love this station. I really do.
GCN.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and telephone number, if you'd like to give us a call, 1-800-259-5791, 1-800-259-5791. Now, if you want to know more about ICLEI, and our good friend Michael Shaw has done a tremendous amount of work on this, the ICLEI stands for I-C-L-E-I, the International Coalition for Local Environmental Initiatives. The International Coalition for Local Environmental Initiatives, in other words, this is an international organization that is working in your community. And if you want to know more about this, you'd go to freedomadvocates.org. freedomadvocates.org, and he has all sorts of information there, and basically you can go to ICLEI's website and you can look up and see the local of cities that are part and parcel of this movement, and they are in literally every state. And of course, if they are in your state, if you maybe not have them in your city, but they're in an adjacent city, because everything now is regional boards, why their people are sitting on the regional boards and influencing what's happened to you. And step by step, these people are using the structure of our government to destroy our government and to destroy our freedom. But you see, it is illegal for any city to have a contract with an international organization. You just can't do that. That's against the Constitution. So these are certainly illegal, But more than that, they are subversive. They're part of this plan by these people of great wealth who really want to bring about this world government. And this is what it's all about. How do we know that this whole secret society? Well, I was just thinking the other day, you know, certainly it was back in 1980 when I decided to go back and go through Professor Quigley's papers back at Georgetown University. And Professor Quigley had written about the secret society that Cecil Rhodes had created. He'd written a wonderful book called Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, that had been actively suppressed for many years, and actually that I have a tape of an interview he did with a reporter from the Washington Post, which I purchased the rights to from his wife. And Professor Quigley tells how somebody came in and bought up his publisher and then destroyed the place of the first half of the book, so it couldn't be reprinted. And they didn't tell him what was going on. They kept saying, "Oh yeah, we're going to reprint it as soon as we have some requests for your book." And he was getting hundreds, thousands of requests from all over the world, people who wanted his book. He went to the publisher, and they lied to him. And finally, it was his wife who went down there, and she just laid the law down, and she said, "I want to know why you won't republish the book." And at that point, they admitted that they just accidentally destroyed the place of the first half of the book, and they agreed to republish the second half of the book. But publishing half of an important book like this, certainly without any references to what it was all about, puts you in a terrible position. And so eventually, why a pirate, some patriot actually had a copy of the book, made plates, and started publishing the book. And so Quigley was furious because he wanted the publisher to sue the pirate, and the publisher refused to sue the pirate. So then the pirate went to Professor Quigley and offered him $3 a copy for the book. And Quigley jumped at the idea, gave the man the right to publish his book, and he got $3. I think the book was selling for $12 or $15 at that time. But it was a very, very important book, as to this day. Well, of course, it was 14 years later after the book was published, 1980. I kept wondering, but we read the book, but there's no sources of reference. There's no places you could go to look up the information. How did Professor Quigley know there was this secret society that had been formed back in 1891 to take over control of the world? He detailed in great detail, you know, who was in the secret society, how it worked, how it functioned. But how did he know? So I went in 1980, I went back to Georgetown University. Now, Professor Quigley had died in 1976. And so I decided, well, I'm going to try to figure out how he knew there was a secret society. And so I went back to his papers. Now, they had not been gone through, they had not been organized, they had not been filed, and they had not certainly been laundered, because I'm sure they probably have laundered most of the information. You have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, this is how they suppress information. They simply take papers, important papers, they get somebody to go through them and throw out or shred the really important information. But I got there before they had it. His papers were in a couple of cardboard boxes, and I probably was one of the first people ever to go through those papers and see what he really had. Well, what he had was a lot of correspondence with Professor Zimmern. And Professor Zimmern was a professor of international relations at Oxford University, who had gotten to be very close friends with Professor Quigley, when Carol Quigley was over there in 1946, trying to figure out the structure of politics in Great Britain and how it all worked and who was in positions of power. And finally, Professor Zimmern said to him, "Look, you're wasting your time. You will never understand. England and the United States are controlled by a secret society. I know, because I was a member of it up until 1922, and I'm still in touch with it, and here's 1946. And so Professor Quigley then, but Professor Zimmern said, "But you've got to promise you will never tell anybody. You know, it'd be very dangerous if people knew that I'd told you about this secret society." But it does exist, and so basically what I have are the letters between Professor Quigley and Professor Zimmern, as they were trying to determine who was at each level of the secret society at specific times. And Professor Quigley would write to Zimmern, and Zimmern would write back based upon his knowledge of the secret society as it existed in both Great Britain and, of course, in the United States in this period, then 1946. So Zimmern was still an important part of that. Well, because Professor Quigley was, you know, certainly an intellectual and was very close to all the people in the secret society. He knew who they were. But, of course, he never talked about the secret society until he wrote his book. So in the early 1960s, why they very foolishly let him go through the secret records of the secret societies and who attended the meetings. And he wrote them all down in the little blue books. I don't know whether you went to college, you use little blue books to make notes and for your examinations, but that's exactly what I did. And that's what Professor Quigley did. And he had all the little blue books there among his papers where he recorded who was at the meetings. And I copied all of his material, everything I thought was important. And so they have it all filed away. I wish we had researchers who could go through all of the material. I don't have time, but we have certainly all the important things that Professor Quigley had that point to the fact that he carefully researched the secret society. And one of the things he had there was an incomplete manuscript of a book he called The Anglo-American Establishment. Now, remember, it was 1980 when I was there. Incidentally, if you're out in the audience, we'd love to hear from you, because I have no prepared text. I'm just talking. Our number is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. But he had an incomplete text of a book called The Anglo-American Establishment, where he documented all of the books he'd gone to, written by members of the secret society, and certainly people who'd been in the secret society, like William Stead, who was thrown out. So he wrote about the secret society and in the Review of Reviews and in his diary and in a book he called, wrote about the vision of Cecil Rhodes. And so Professor Quigley had all of this information but I didn't have the complete text. It was actually the following year, in 1981, when a gentleman, and I think his name was Stephen Zaranga, don't call me to that, but you only find that in the hard copy, in the hard copies of the Anglo-American Establishment, where the name of the fellow who published the book is there. And simply he used a fictitious publisher. He used a fictitious address. It was simply a box at Grand Central Station. And he didn't want people to know, really, who had put this out. In fact, I contacted him. I tracked him down recently, asked him to come on my program to talk about the book about the Anglo-American establishments, which he published. We had a nice conversation. But there was no way he was going to go on the radio and talk about this book he published back in 1981. But we're indebted to him, because I probably never would have got around to publishing it. He did. And this gives you all the books that Professor Quigley used. And I collected most of them. I had them. And most of them have disappeared today. You can't find them for love nor money. Somebody has suppressed them.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and Ratchet M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the Maine name in military supply.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. I was just talking to you about how we know there was this secret society. Well, I said to Professor Quigley had researched this very well. He'd gone through the secret records of the secret society. They allowed him to go through the secret records in the early 1960s, so we know that the secret society was still around at that time. And, of course, by then, that spawned the Bilderberger Group, which, of course, is another internationalist group. But, of course, the real power at that time was with the Trilateral Commission, because, of course, Gary Allen had written a book in 1971, released in 1972, that outed the Council on Foreign Relations and pointed out it was the front for the secret society that had been created by Cecil Rhodes to bring about world government. Now, at that time, certainly we did not know the details of how Professor Quigley had known about the secret society. We certainly had his book, Tragedy and Hope, which came out in 1966. And so in 72, Gary Allen did an excellent job in the little book, None Dare Call a Conspiracy. He put about 10 million copies of that book out. 10 million copies in paperback, and it had a tremendous impact. Now, most of those have been bought up, but I suspect they've been shredded. They will have difficulty finding copies today. They have them up on the Internet last time I checked. Amazon had about 14 copies of the paperback edition, about $8.50, something like that. But, of course, what happened to the other 10 million copies? Well, ladies and gentlemen, whether you know it or not, they do buy up copies. They shred them. These people really, they're fearful the American people will find out what they're up to, because these are subversive activities. Many of these people serve in the Congress, they serve in the Senate, they serve in the State Department. They have sworn an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States and to defend it against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and yet they themselves have sworn are domestic enemies of the Constitution because they want a world government, which means the end of our Constitution, the end of our sovereignty, the end of our freedom, the end of our utopian existence here, because what they're working for today is intentionally to destroy our economy. And when you understand that, it all begins to make sense. So right today, of course, the key organization is the Trilateral Commission. It's supplanted the Council. The Council certainly is there and certainly working for its subversive goals. But, it has press releases, and certainly read their papers. They put them up on the Internet. Everything is done to give you the idea, we have nothing to hide. Ladies and gentlemen, they had everything to hide, and until Gary Allen actually out of the organization from Sydney from 1921 up until about 1973, there was hardly ever a mention of the Council on Foreign Relations. In fact, the communists never mentioned it. Why would the communists not write about the military-industrial complex of Sydney? And because they had the people control the banks, and they had the people control the corporations and the military production and the military leaders, and they were all in the Council on Foreign Relations. Ladies and gentlemen, the communists are in on this. They understand, at least the leaders do, what this is all about. Certainly not the rank and file, any more than the rank and file American understands this great subversive movement intent upon destroying America. But you cannot understand anything going on unless you understand that behind all of this are powerful spiritual forces that have literally blinded so many people. And when you try to tell them about what's going on, their eyes glass over, and they said, why, you believe there's a conspiracy. Ladies and gentlemen, there's always been a conspiracy against God, because these people not only want to create a one-world government, they want to create a one-world religion, and they want to destroy Christianity, which has always been the goal. And you go back to the time of the French Revolution, which was carried out by the occultists, by the Freemasons who'd been infiltrated by the Illuminati. And they not only wanted to destroy the French monarchy, they wanted to destroy the Catholic Church. And that's why they killed so many priests and raped and killed the nuns, and the streets ran red with blood, and they destroyed the Catholic Church. They seized their property, and of course, what happened? Why, they wanted to have libertinism. In fact, their liberty of the French Revolution had nothing to do with American liberty. American liberty was ability to do whatever you wanted to according to God's commandment. And as John Adams had said, our form of government was made for a moral and religious people that wouldn't work for any other. What the French wanted was a society where you could do whatever you wanted to, where there were no moral restrictions. And that's why they took and placed a prostitute on the altar at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, a defiance of God. And within 10 short years, they were back under a dictatorship under Napoleon Bonaparte, who was a high-ranking Mason. Of course, this is really what it's all about. They talk about how we want to give you freedom, but in the final analysis, they want to take away your freedom and take away your belief in God and install their God, who is Lucifer. And the average Mason doesn't know that. But of course, Masonry and Illuminism and Rosicrucianism and the Knights Templar, they're all part of the Gnostic faith. And later, it goes all the way back to the ancient mystery religions and the Kabbalah. And the Kabbalah was simply codifying the program of the ancient mystery religions and secret societies. And if you doubt that, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. It's Brotherhood of Darkness. And you need to read the material we have up on our website to really begin to understand what's going on. I suggest my April and May newsletters. They're posted up on our website. You can read them for nothing, copy them, circulate them. Help us get the information out. We're moving into a period of chaos and crisis unparalleled in the history of our nation. It's only a matter of time in certain areas of this country. While crime certainly is rising, murders are rising. Certainly areas down along the border, really some areas in Arizona simply are not safe. You must understand this is all part of the plan of the Ford Foundation and the Rockefeller Foundation and the Carnegie Foundation. The leaders of all of those were deeply involved in the occult in one way or another. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you need to get the material available from Radio Liberty. We have a little series of pamphlets called The Occult Hierarchy. You need to get those and read them. You need to get our material on certainly the foreknowledge of 9-1-1. We have 3 pamphlets in that series. You need to get our series, it's just one pamphlet. It's called Prophetic Warning. It's the story of Andrew Jackson's farewell address in 1837, where he told how the banks were going to take over control of our government and warn the people that even though he defeated them and maintained our freedom temporarily, why the banks should be back. Now, he didn't understand the powerful spiritual forces at work in our society. He did not understand Masonry, even though he was a Mason. He was a patriotic American, and lots of Masons are. But behind the Masonry, there is a fraternity within a fraternity, and the people on the inner part of the fraternity really use the outer part of Masonry as a cover for their occult practices and their occult beliefs. Well, Sydney, we have, Sydney, my talk, Brotherhood of Darkness, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, the videos, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning. You need to get that. And then, of course, we hope that you'll get our DVD on They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version. And so go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And then, of course, if you're in a position to help us, we've had a real disaster recently. We've had to get a new computer and a new telephone system. We're not going to be able to take calls on our regular afternoon or evening programs for a week while we have to put in a new telephone unit, and it's going to cost a great deal of money. If you're in a position to help us, we'd sure appreciate it. Because otherwise, of course, it's very, very difficult to finance all of these things. And anyway, if you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Ladies and gentlemen, we're involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political battlefield and a cultural battlefield, an ideological battlefield, but it is a spiritual battle. So if you're in a position to help, our number 1-800-544-8927. Please go to our website, watch our videos. We have a new section called Other Videos on the Web. They're the ones I think are the best YouTubes that you'll find up there. We have a section on my newsletters going back 15 years. We have a section, certainly, where you can listen to our programs. But please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And we'll be back here the next hour. We're not going to be able to take callers, but we'll have a fascinating program with Barbara Lowe Fisher, but our telephone system's out. We're going to have to get a new one. And we'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.